Kentucky in 2005 and Wichita State in 2004 with Fred Van Fleek both entered the tournament undefeated but left defeated.
Van Fleek. I like that. That's not his name, but
Van Fleet?
Van Fleet.
But he's on Fleek.
You sound old even saying that. It is NCAA tournament time. Mid-March, the sun is coming out, the cherry blossoms are blooming. The sweet smells, the birds are chirping. And Joe Lunardi is in his basement throwing darts in the dark, trying to figure out what teams are going to make it. You got coaches sweating through their blazers. You got alumni sitting at bars saying why they should make the tournament. And here we are, Kay Wynn, doing some tourney time prep for our listeners so that they're well-versed, they win their brackets, and most of all, enjoy the tournament.
Forget Joey brackets. We got Benny brackets. Big Ben on the podcast 1 and 2. And the only coach that's sweating is Sean Miller because he might get arrested and go to jail.
Sean Miller's freshman late. And I don't see them making the tournament unless they win the Pac-12 tournament. You can probably tell by the time we're recording this. This is simply being recorded on the Wednesday before the Pac-12 tournament completion. So whoever makes that gets an auto bid in. If it's not UCLA, if it's not Colorado, if it's not Oregon, and it's not USC, sure, they punch a ticket. If it's one of those four teams, I see the Pac-12 getting four teams in. Let's make those the foundation of our rooting interest, Kay Wynn, and make sure you plug your Pac-12 teams at least into the round of 32.
I want to go outside the Pac-12 because I think they'll get four: UCLA, USC, Colorado, and Oregon. I also want to talk about San Diego State and UCSB because they could both get in as well.
Wait,
San Diego
State will get banana slugs?
No. The Gauchos.
How great is the Big West mascot lineup? Yeah, the Gauchos, the banana slugs, the anteaters. I just love it whenever anyone from the Big Sky, or is it Big West? It's the Big West. There's like seven teams. They're all UC schools.
Yeah.
They shouldn't even get a bid, but
No. They should get a bid. Me and my buddies used to talk about the dream scenario back when we were single and living in the city, and it could come to fruition this year. In the West, if you see Santa Barbara play San Diego State and you're a single guy or girl, go to the bars, get your vaccine, game over. That's going to be a party.
What sweatshirt? One goes in San Diego State, one goes in a UCSB sweatshirt. That plays out like a pretty good day for me. Other big name schools, one on the West Coast, Gonzaga, they've been talked about a lot this year. They had, I think they swept WCC teams. You should know this. You're a WCC alum. Is that true?
Yeah, they're undefeated. That means they didn't lose.
First team since?
1976, Indiana Hoosiers. Two, go to the tournament and win it all. However, Kentucky in 2005 and Wichita State in 2004 with Fred Van Fleek both entered the tournament undefeated but left defeated.
Van Fleek. I like that. That's not his name, but
Van Fleet?
Van Fleet.
But he's on Fleek.
You sound old even saying that. So Kentucky loses that after going undefeated. They had Karl Anthony Towns. This year, Zags, Baylor, supposed to meet up earlier in the season. That would have been a heavyweight matchup. That would have been a quad one win, if you know what I'm referencing, for either team. But I'm glad they didn't play because I think everyone's waiting for those teams to play, hopefully in the championships. Some other teams that probably should get some talk: Iowa, Luka Garza. He might be the best player in the nation. They've already retired his number or plan on retiring his number at Iowa, which is weird, but number 55, who wants to wear that anyway? You got Illinois, and what's the guy's name? He wears a mask.
I don't know.
And it's not a mask because of COVID. It's a mask because I think he got knocked in the eye once, but still he's playing out of his mind. Kansas is up there. Duke may miss the tournament.
Duke.
My mother, who will pick Duke every year, and one out of every 6 years, she gets it right. Kentucky.
Let's get back North to the Carolina. West Coast. UCSB 19.
No, I just want to dog on the other teams that aren't going to make it.
Ja'Cory Macklin.
So UCSB gets more play.
Is leading the team in scoring. He's going to be a tough out. He's going to shine. You know those small-time players like Dame Lillard, CJ McCollough, Ja'Cory Macklin. Remember that name, UCSB Gauchos.
You just looked that up on the internet after 2 minutes. Tried to correlate. Yeah. Let's talk about everyone's playing in Indiana this year due to COVID. So no one's moving around. No one has to fly around. Who would you say has some sort of advantage or disadvantage due to that?
Gonzaga, because they have the best team in the country.
I would agree. They don't have to fly around anymore. They were going to probably be in the West. So the idea that I always have when I'm picking my team is who wouldn't have to go the furthest. Like the idea, this is why every big name school, probably not big name school, but anyone in the NFL has like a sleep psychologist. The idea that sleep, the more sleep you get, the better field goal percentage you have, yada, 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 the less likelihood you pull a Chris Webber and call a timeout when you don't have one. Stuff like that comes into play. So if you have a team flying around, the less likely they are to advance. So I think every team is on a level playing field. Now, here's what I don't understand. Do they just take, like they used to do when I played in high school state tournaments, they take a massive dome and like chop it into four courts? Is that how it's going to be?
So they have Indiana, you know, the birthplace of basketball. Actually, that was Kansas. Yeah. But you have Indiana University. You've got Butler. You've got Hinkle Fieldhouse. They've got like seven or eight locations, and some of them they will split in half. So maybe it'll be like an AAU tournament.
You can watch two games at once.
Yeah.
For the price of admission. Now, what's Indiana's COVID restrictions right now? Can you call the governor?
You can go outside, but there's nothing to do. So the players will stay inside and Xbox and play Halo.
I'm less concerned about the players. Like if I want to go to Indiana.
Oh, is it open? Keep rambling. I'll check.
Call the governor. It's not a ramble. I'm articulate.
No, keep talking.
Indiana's not the birthplace of basketball.
It's Kansas.
Fog Allen Fieldhouse. James Naismith. Come on, get it right. Get it right.
I thought it was at UCSB.
You know what? If Char probably heard that.
Wow, you didn't even like that Gaucho reference.
Hey, if it was at UCSB, I would be there in a heartbeat.
They may have invented some other things.
Hallucinogenics being one of them. I have Steve Zad went there. My buddy, he goes, we were a women's soccer team, and that was the best thing ever. Women's soccer, women's volleyball. Have we got the Indiana restrictions yet?
I can't find it, so that means.
Where's our intern? Where's our intern? All right. Either way, all the games are in Indiana. They're all in and around Indianapolis. So all these teams are converging on one place. Then my next question is, do you get hotels based on your ranking? Meaning, are the Zags at the Ritz and the Montana Grizzlies who got in because they won the Big Sky, are they in the Howard Johnson down the way where the pool is closed and you have twin beds?
I think you have to do it like the bubble. The NCAA probably has to rent out, let's call it, I don't know, 15 hotels. And you got to make sure that there's no one else in those hotels. But maybe the top seeds get the Ritz and maybe the lower seeds get the Howard Johnson.
Hey, if you got an auto bid, you're staying here. If you didn't, you had to win a play-in, you're down the street, dude.
Yeah.
That will be interesting to see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting because they can't play the whole like, oh, they had to travel or they played back-to-back games. Hopefully they have even spacing. There's probably going to be some coach that complains that the team had to travel on a bus for 40 minutes and the other team didn't because they're closer. St. Joseph won't make the tournament again for the 15th straight year, even though they're probably on the bubble. I always love that. Selection Sunday is one of my favorite things to watch just because they go around. And it's you can see early on the teams that know they're going to make it. They're like sitting back. They're just waiting for the camera, their seed. And then you got other teams that are just like rocking back and forth, nervous, sweating, like just like people looking at their phones. Joe Lunardi, does he know something like the selection committee doesn't? And then ultimately it comes to them and they didn't get in. And like the coach is like, we played 15 really good teams and won 8 and justifies them losing. But they're still not in.
And then Dick Vitale and Jay Billis go nuts. I can't believe this. What does the mid-major got to do? No one wants to head to the mid-major. How come we can't get to them? We need parity. How does a team that finished seventh in the ACC get in, but the little guy with a 20 record every year? It's the same thing.
It's like the guy trying to get into a nice classy restaurant with open-toed shoes. He's like, that guy, those are almost open-toed shoes. He's going to have socks on. Get out of here, buddy. No, you don't deserve to get in. I think the selection committee does a pretty darn good job. I will say this. Mid-majors have been impacted more than others due to COVID just because of the budgets that they have to do adequate testing, travel, and so forth. We're going to see more and more, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw every team from the Big Ten, like, in the tournament. Yeah. Which might be kind of weird, but it might be justified. Who knows? Give me some of your sleepers. Some teams that maybe you would put some money on in Vegas. You. Maybe $5. Just $5.
Drake.
I like that.
Colorado State. I'm not talking to win at all. I'm talking to beat a couple people, get to the Sweet 16. I like those two teams. I think they can make some noise come tournament time.
You know who I like? And it's probably not very, actually, I don't know if I can like this team. I think this team will be motivated though. Creighton.
Ooh.
Their coach just said, you know, McDermott, derogatory, poor statements, but I think they rally. It's one of those years where maybe it feels like a Butler-type team when Butler went back-to-back and almost made it. Someone rallies. It could be a mid-major light, but also mid-major bust through. Loyola Chicago. What's that woman's name? St.
Mary?
No. Who's the woman that comes in the wheelchair and the good luck charm?
I thought her name was Mary.
No. I think she's 105.
Like, they had a bobblehead of her.
This could be her last tourney. Like, that's big motivation. You got to look at motivating factors is what I'm saying. Like, who's wearing a chip on their shoulder? Like, Evan Mobley doesn't care if the USC goes past round two. But you got to look at, like, senior
ladies. Sure, this is his first and only NCAA tournament. He wants to win it all.
He'll get one win. He can hang his hat on that. I'll tell you what else. I believe that there is something just as exciting as those first round games that gets me up on my seat. It's the mid-major, like your SWAC tournament final. Like watching those games where those teams are trying to punch their ticket, teams that hadn't been there forever, like Elon was playing Drexel last night. Yeah. And Drexel hadn't been there since 76. Elon never. So like these teams are like playing for like folklore for their university. So they can tell their kids and their grandkids, I went to the NCAA tournament. And you know why those are more important than I'd say the NCAA tournament games?
Because they play with more passion and enthusiasm.
No, because they don't want to tell the story that I got waxed by 54 by Kansas in the first round. They want to tell the story of I was a champion for 1 week. Dad, what happened in the NCAA tournament? I got injured. We weren't playing well that day.
So they just want to talk about being invited to the dance, not getting dumped at the dance?
Exactly. They don't want to say that the queen, you know, stood them up for a dance. They want to say that I made it in the dance and I was invited by the queen, but she didn't have time for me. No, but watch those games. Those games, I think, pour more emotion into it maybe than some of these first round games.
Some higher seeds that I like. I like the Bruins. They'll probably be a 10 or 11, depending on how things play out this weekend. But Mick Cronin, he plays defense. The Bruins have five different scorers who can cause and give you problems. They don't rely on one superstar. In a grind them out tournament game, I got the Bruins going to Sweet 16. Also, look out back east. Look at Rutgers. They've had a good year. They've fallen under the radar. Rutgers and the Bruins, they'll be high seeds. They'll win. The first weekend, at least one game. And that's guaranteed, which means it won't happen.
All right. You've mentioned this a few times. What's an 8 clap? Do that again. That's 10.
Well, I missed a couple beats.
You obviously went to Clara. Like, you're not going to, they'll probably kick you out of any game you try to get in Pauley Pavilion. All right, Big Ben and Kay Wynn, you want to wrap this up?
Yes, WSD Podcast. You can see us at WSD Podcast, Twitter, Instagram. sponsored by No Filter Network. We're doing some great shows, WST First, with some former Major League Baseball players. We had Randy Winn on the show. We're going to have Kevin Youkilis on the show. And we're going to have many, many others on the show. So tune in and watch.
And we're sponsored by 88 Acres, the seed bar, fueling my Peloton rides and my healthy lifestyle. I've lost 4 pounds over the last month just eating 88 Acres. Lost Run Pro, check them out if you need a Lost Run report. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, listen to us wherever you're getting podcasts. Rate and review us 5 stars.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.